It's surrounded by corn and soybean fields. Still, Fairfield, Iowa is not your typical rural Midwestern town. Other small towns throughout the region are struggling. Fairfield has quietly built a thriving and serene economy, not based on agriculture or manufacturing. NPR's Greg Allen explains how Fairfield came to be an international center for transcendental meditation.
Tucked away in Iowa's southeast corner, Fairfield would seem an unlikely place to find a community dedicated to meditation and Far Eastern thought. It's not Southern California. Even Des Moines is more than 100 miles away. Fairfield's town square, like many Iowa communities, has a park and a gazebo in the center. But there's something very different here. Standing on the square, Mayor Ed Malloy notes how lively Fairfield's is. Every storefront and even the offices upstairs are fully occupied. There are day spas, art galleries, two herbal apothecaries, and as Malloy notes, more restaurants per capita than any U.S. city except San Francisco.
On the square itself, there are three Indian restaurants. There are two Thai restaurants. There's one Chinese restaurant. There's one Mexican restaurant. And there are multiples of some of those in other parts of town. But just on the square alone, you can probably eat here for a week and not have the same thing twice.
Fairfield is a college town with a New Age persona. It's the home of Maharishi University of Management, a school set up 30 years ago on what had been the campus of Parsons College. After Parsons went bankrupt, city officials in Fairfield worried what would become of the 272-acre campus on the north side of town. Neil Doyle was the head of the Chamber of Commerce when the town learned there was a buyer for the campus, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, former guru of the Beatles and the founder of Transcendental Meditation. Practitioners say TM is not a religion, but still, Doyle says locals had concerns.
Here, sitting here in the Baptist Bible Belt, there actually was a lot of feelings and a lot of questions about, is it a religion? That was a major thing. And we had some really strong debates and editorials and everything else. But the one positive thing was that the doors were open and there was bodies in those buildings.
Hundreds of TM practitioners, here in Fairfield they call them meditators, flocked to this small community. They came mostly from the East and West Coasts, upper middle class, highly educated newcomers who quietly began reshaping this community. Throughout the 90s, Fairfield saw on average $10 million in new construction each year. Just off the town square, a new $6 million civic center is being built. Two local internet companies installed a fiber optic backbone throughout the business district. All not bad for a town of just 10,000 people. But some of the biggest changes now are taking place outside of Fairfield, where 3 years ago, meditators set up Iowa's first new town in two decades, Maharishi Vedic City. Dee Johnson moved here 16 years ago from Marin County, California, with her husband, Chris, a real estate developer. They've built 25 houses in the new community and a luxury hotel. Johnson steps out on the balcony of one of the hotel's new suites.
So from here, you can see the kind of expanse of the city. We put in two lakes, one back here behind the houses and then another one there. And we have about 7 miles of trails that go all throughout the entire area, the resort area here. And you get up in the morning, you know, early morning, and you go out on these trails, and it's as close to heaven as I've ever been.
After 30 years, many in Iowa are comfortable with Fairfield's TM community. Fairfield's had visits and commendations from Iowa's governor, and last year the town won a national award for its entrepreneurship. And the area is a tourist attraction, in large part because of its distinctive architecture. In Maharishi Vedic City, every building is designed and built according to principles laid down by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. The houses and office buildings all face east. Many also have small roof spires, Far Eastern touches in a Midwestern setting. Mario Orsatti, who's with Maharishi University, conducts a driving tour of the small community, home now to just a few hundred residents.
Everything about the town is designed to be healthy. The buildings, the education is supposed to be for healthy education, where the kids practice transcendental meditation and yoga. At the, you know, do you know of a school where the cafeteria is all organic food, you know? And they had an ordinance about if food is going to be sold in the city, it should be all organic.
Maharishi Vedic City is probably the only town in America with its own 52,000 square foot greenhouse for growing organic produce. Ultimately, the town plans to have 60 acres under glass. There are lots of big plans here, and they all center around the university. Maharishi University of Management recently began an expansion and hopes soon to be able to bring thousands of TM practitioners from around the world to campus. On the university campus, there are two huge golden domes, one for men, one for women, where twice a day, thousands of meditators gather for 20-minute TM sessions. Inside, it's quiet, about what you'd expect, a huge rotunda filled with people meditating. According to the Maharishi, if enough people meditate together, they can help lessen violence and bring about world peace. World peace notwithstanding, meditation has clearly already had an impact in southeastern Iowa, where over the past 20 years, TM proponents have started up more than 200 businesses, creating thousands of jobs. It's an unusual formula for economic revitalization, but Mayor Ed Malloy, himself a meditator, says TM aside, Fairfield can be a model for other communities.
The nucleus for the rebirth came with the university and came with those who practice meditation, but at this point in time, you know, for another community looking at it, whatever the center of their passion is almost irrelevant. It can happen in a small town, and we're proof of that.
But there's another way to think about what's going on here in southeastern Iowa. Fairfield and Maharishi Vedic City are modern-day examples of utopian communities. Like the Shakers, Oneida, and the Amana colonies before them, the towns have become magnets for a group of idealists. In this case, idealists who also happen to be entrepreneurs. Greg Allen, NPR News.